Okay, let's see. We got to move over here to Ray. Hi, Ray. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, hi, Dr. Wright. Hey, on that, when was your last caller there, how many milligrams of that lycopene do you recommend?
Usually people can get by with 15 just fine. Occasionally people have to up it to 30. And why not start with 30? Well, it's a little bit pricey than some other supplements, and there's not as many capsules in the bottle because concentrating down that lycopene, I guess, takes the companies a lot of work. So many men start with 15. If it's not good enough, they go to 30.
Okay, well, 20% reduction is pretty significant, I think.
Oh, yes. That's what the
Hey,
ultrasound showed.
I want to thank you for your recommendation a few years ago about lowering blood pressure with that K factor. I went from 146, and I just went and gave some blood. My blood pressure was 118 over 76, and it had been 146 over about 86, 87. And
Nice, nice reduction.
I've just been taking, more potassium, and it's incredible. Thank you very
Darn,
much.
darndest thing,
So,
isn't it?
yeah, it is. Yeah. Hey, I lived in Eugene before I moved up here, and they grow grass seeds down there, the grass seed capital of the world, and I am severely allergic to grass pollen. I had to get shots of, to get immunized. Is there natural substances that I can take for to help reduce as the grass starts pollinating here, to help so I don't have to take it? I took Seldane for years. That was before I even knew about natural medicine. And now we know that Seldane, damaged heart valves or something.
Yeah, all the patent medicines are bound to have side effects, sir, simply because, as I keep
Right.
talking about, they're molecules never before found on planet Earth before the last century or so. And putting a molecule into our bodies that's never been anywhere near human bodies for eons just doesn't make sense. It's always going to cause a problem. Now, let me tell you about a guy who had a landscaping business. This is relevant to your allergies, bear with me. A guy who had a landscaping business and had the same problem with every springtime. Oh my gosh, he was running and dripping and running. But he had to run his landscaping business, so he just carried around cartons of Kleenex and put up with it. He came in to find out what was happening. I told him that it's kind of impossible to be allergic to inhalants without being allergic to some foods, too. What foods are you allergic to? Because our immune systems don't discriminate. If they're going to be allergic, they're going to be allergic to all categories of things, not just one category, the inhalants. He says, "I don't know. I never knew about any food allergies." So we tested the man for food allergies. And what do you know? He was tremendously making, or his immune system was making tremendous quantities of antibodies to all the milk and dairy products. And I think eggs were on the list and a couple of other things that were engendering high antibodies. And so I told him, look, instead of taking something, why don't you not eat something? Don't eat all the stuff you're allergic to and see what happens. Well, next time I saw him, he says, "You know what? I only have a sniffle every once in a while anymore. How did that work?" And I told him, "Well, our immune systems are kind of like an army, and they can only fight so many enemies at once. And if there's an overwhelming number of enemies, the immune system isn't going to be able to handle all those enemies. But if you remove a batch of the enemies, namely the milk and dairy and the other things he was eating and he didn't know what he was allergic to, why then your immune system can be stronger and it can have a much easier time fighting off all the other allergies before you even know you were hit with them." And that's all it took for that guy. Now, that's a case where he happened to have a lot of food allergies, but I don't know if I'm happy to tell you or not, but most people with bunches of respiratory allergies do have a lot of food allergies. They just don't know about it because they've been eating them ever since they were kids. And so after they stop eating them, they notice a difference. So that's the first thing I'd be trying, sir, because that way
Well, I
you don't
already
have
did
to.
that.
You already did that. And what?
I've taken your. I know you're part of the Meridian Valley guys.
Yeah,
I've
sure.
done those two, the E195, and there's another one.
And
So I've done that, and so my yeah. So I've eliminated dairy, but I still, I just get my the grass pollen just still just and weed pollen just still just swells up my sinuses and my eyes. The top of my palate just becomes so itchy. I mean, it's extreme. I mean, when they do a skin test on you, when they test you for different allergy, like dust mites and, whatever it is that they skin test you for. I mean, my little skin test with grass and weed pollen is like, three or four or five times as big as all the other ones when they scratch you.
Gotcha. Okay, well, then there's another approach, too. You probably know, and you were just telling me about one, about things called antihistamines, namely Seldane and all those other antihistamines out there. Did you know that there is a tradition in medicine that's about, let's see, how old is it now, 1810 or something? Anyway, it's over 100 years old. It's called homeopathy. And the way they desensitize things, and besides, by the way, desensitization, let me back up for a moment. The American College of Allergy, which is now called the American College of Allergy and Immunology, was started by two homeopathic doctors and a regular medical doctor in the 1920s. Now, why did it take two homeopathic doctors? Because homeopaths know that people can be desensitized to things with very, very tiny doses. And that's what regular medical doctors do now. Oh, I'm allergic to ragweed. Okay, we're going to give you this teensy tiny dose of ragweed, and we're going to escalate your dose until we induce immune system tolerance. And that is the way desensitization is done in regular medicine. All right, but homeopaths, they do it somewhat differently. There are homeopathic products on sale that can help the body to fight off whatever it is. And there's one out there called Histaminium. They always put it in Latin, because I guess it's more impressive. But all it means is histamine. And Histaminium comes in dilutions of 10 times, 100 times, and other high dilutions. And so folks say, how can something possibly work? There was this famous controversy over in the UK where someone had taken a homeopathic remedy and found that it didn't have any substance to it. So how could it work? It works because it's frequencies. You probably know that matter and energy can translate into other, just like Einstein said, E equals mc squared. And so what these homeopathic remedies are frequency treatments, and they are tiny, tiny frequencies to the thing that we're allergic to. And some people have gotten the homeopathic Histaminium, and sometimes it helps to work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And they've taken that Histaminium, and what do you know, whatever their allergy is, it settles down dramatically. Now, we happen to have a way at Tahoma Clinic, although we don't sell homeopathic remedies, we do happen to have a way of telling a person if the histamine is going to help them desensitize and at what dilution. And that way a person can get that checked out, and then they can go buy their own homeopathic remedy, and what do you know, it helps with allergies, sir, a lot of the time.
Thank you. So I guess I'm a little confused. So that's different than like the shots that I got when I lived down there in that other city where they were giving me small amounts of grass pollen and weed pollen, and they were injecting it.
Yes, and the reason for the teeny tiny doses, again, is it's the frequency that's emitted. All matter emits a frequency, and what they were looking for is a very, very low frequency and then building it up. But this is very akin to that, finding the Histaminium.
Oh, okay. And you don't have it at your Tahoma dispensary?
Oh, we don't sell those products, sir, because we're not specialists in homeopathy. But what we do is we have equipment that is capable of telling us if a homeopathic dilution in the first place will work for you, and number two, which dilution will it be. But we couldn't carry in stock everything, so.
Oh, no, anyway. No, I understand. Okay, well, I'll talk to my doctor and see what she says, if she's part of your clinic for.
Okay, well, just have her refer you. Ask her, please refer me to see if histamine desensitization will work for me.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.